Studs Terkel says Nelson Algren was just too gritty for the literary critics of his day. Terkel says Algren was an outsider who wrote about others like himself, people who didn't fit the mold of American society. Steve Paulson sat down with Studs Terkel to learn more about Nelson Algren, Terkel's friend and one of America's great literary secrets.
He could write, you know, like a dream. It was lyrical writing, see. Well, in a way, he's doing what Brecht did. You know, it's a Bertolt Brecht poem. Who built the seven gates of Thebes? Mm-hmm. You know, when the Chinese wall was built, where did the masons go for lunch? This is Brecht's poem. When Caesar conquered Gaul, was there not even a cook in the army? In 1588, I knew in 1588, I'm told, Sir Francis Drake conquered the Spanish Armada. And so Brecht says in the poem, when the Armada sank, we read that King Philip wept. Were there no other tears? I mean, did Sir Francis Drake conquer it by himself? Were there no other tears? So Nelson celebrated those who shed those other tears down through the years, the anonymous men and women, and he celebrated in a way that's lyrical and poetic.
Now, one thing that's curious about Nelson Algren is that I think to this day he's a very underrated writer. He's not really in the literary canon, are some people like you who think he's one of the great writers of the 20th century.
I'm glad you raised that point. You know, there's the people I call the Manhattan Stranglers, Sons of Sam, I call them, literary Sons of Sam. And they're the ones who got after Nelson. They'd attack him, and were also during the left days for left-wing stuff and junk and corny stuff. And they just were lacerating him. When he won the very first National Book Award, the very first one. The second one was won by Ralph Ellison, The Invisible Man. But he won the first award. You know who presented it to him? Eleanor Roosevelt did. But there are these self-proclaimed Manhattan literary mandarins, I think, who are a menace to literature, I feel. They're the ones who, more or less, I call them as a whole new group. In the old days, there were Lewis Mumford, there was Murray Kempton, there were critics, you know, and there's Malcolm Cowley. Now you have a group I call Los Poco Cucarachas, the little cockroaches, you know, who come about, and who are authorities, the neocons, the neolibs, the so-called. And so,
well, why did they not like Nelson Algren? Why didn't they want to let him in?
I think it's just the way he wrote, just that they didn't understand these people any more than they'd understand Einstein's theory of relativity. Basically, he represented something different to them, something that they didn't quite understand. It's simple as that, I think. And of course, the McCarthy days played a role in it too. They got him on that stuff. But,
Tell me about The Man with a Golden Arm, Nelson Algren's most famous
novel. That's considered his classic. I'm not sure it's his best book. I happen to like his short stories. Well, it's simply about a guy named Frankie Machine. He's a Polish name. And he can't lose. He's a winner. The fact is he's a loser.
He's a dealer. He's a card shark.
He's a dealer, a card dealer. He tries to get along one way or the other. And he doesn't have much of a hero to write about. But as Nelson does it, it becomes poetic. And just for example, he ends the book with an epitaph, which I'll read about the man with the golden arm. And it's just because Nelson could write poetry. Here's the way it goes. It's all in the wrist, with a deck or a cue, and Frankie Machine had the touch. He had the touch and the golden arm. Hold up, arm, he would plead, kissing his rosary once for help, with the faders sweating it out, and zing! There it was, Little Joe, Ader from Decatur, double tray the hard way, dice be nice, when you get a hunch, bet a bunch, it don't mean a thing if it don't cross that string, make me five, keep me alive, tell him where you got it, how easy it was. We remember Frankie Machine, and the arm that always held up, rack up his cue, leave the steerer his hat, the arm that held up has failed at last. Yet why does the light down the dealer's slot sift soft as light in a troubled dream? A dream, they say, of a golden arm that belonged to the dealer we called Machine. Well, you see, There he talks of a guy whose artistry is in this cheap way of gambling. His own artistry that disappeared finally. But still, we still cling to that dream he had. I think it's of losers clinging to a dream. But the idea of the outsider being there, suddenly part of us in him, in this outsider. So that's the thing about Nelson that, of course, has always attracted me.
You knew Nelson Algren, right?
Very well.
What kind of person was he?
Well, how can I describe him? He was a clown figure, too. Nelson had his flaws, many flaws. Many times he was a cad, you might say, in reference to Simone de Beauvoir, who loved him very much, although I think he loved her, too. But he was a clown. Sometimes he wants to be part of that group. At one time, I remember, he was with some guys in a car, and these guys stole some albums, Judy Garland albums, a whole bunch of Judy Garland albums, you know, maybe Sinatra albums, big albums. And the whole truck is full of these albums, the truck of the car. And the cops see those albums. These guys are like Big Deal on Madonna Street. You know, they're inept crooks. And Nelson is with them. He's a friend of theirs. And the cop put the cuffs on these guys. Nelson puts forth his hands. How about me? They say, get out of here. He wanted to be arrested, too. You see, and I'm also exaggerating Nelson's clownishness. The big thing is he was quoting Eugene B. Debs. He was quoting Emile Zola when he was saying, whoever is in prison, whoever is outside the pale, whoever is, I am part of them. I am with those outsiders. That's been his theme throughout.
Studs Terkel on writer Nelson Algren. Terkel's latest book is called Hope Dies Last. Steve Paulson spoke with him.